ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायण नमस्कृत्यां नारं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां तत्त्वचायाम् उदीरयेत् नस्तप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवतं सेवया भगवदीवतमाश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 4, text number 20. One second. Okay, got it. Shriyaha Pratir Yagapati Prajapatir Diyam Pratir Lokapatir Darapatihi Patir Gatish Chandaka Rishni Satvatam Prasitatam Me Bhagavam Satam Pratihi Shriyapatir Yagapatir Prajapatir Diyampati Lokapati Darapatir Patir Gatish Chandaka Rishni Satvatam Prasitatam Me Bhagavam Satam Pati Shriyapatir Yagapati Prajapati Diyampatir Lokapatir Darapati Pratir Gatish Chandaka Rishni Satvakam Prasitatam Me Bhagavam Satam Pati Shriyapatir Yagapati Prajapatir Diyampatir Lokapatir Darapati Pratir Gatish Chandaka Vrishni Satvatkam Satvatam Prasidatam Me Bhagavam Satam Pati. Prasitam me bhagavan satam patir Shriya patir yagapati prajapatir Yiyam patir lokapatir darapati Patir gatish chandaka vishni satvatam Prasidatam me bhagavam satam pati.
Mataji's. Shriyaha, all opulence, Patihi, the honor, Yagya, of sacrifice, Patihi, the director, Prajapatihi, the leader of all living entities, Diyam, of intelligence, Patihi, the master, Loka Patihi, the proprietor of all planets, Dara, earth, Patihi, the supreme, Patihi, head, Gatihi, destination, Cha, also, Andaka, one of the kings of the Yadu dynasty. Vishni, the first king of the Yadu dynasty. Satvatam, the Yadus. Prasitatam, be merciful. Me, upon me. Bhagavam, Lord Shri Krishna. Satam, of all devotees. Patihi, the Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. May Lord Sri Krishna, who is the worshipable Lord of all devotees, the protector and glory of all the kings like Andaka and Rishni of the Yadu dynasty, the husband of all goddesses of fortune, the director of all sacrifices, and therefore the leader of all living entities, the controller of all intelligence, the proprietor of all planets, spiritual and material, and the supreme incarnation on the earth, the supreme all in all, be merciful upon me. Purport. Since Sukadeva Goswami is one of the prominent Gata Vyadikas, who are freed from all misconceptions, he therefore expresses his own realized perception of Lord Shri Krishna as being the sum total of all perfection, the personality of Godhead. Sorry. Everyone is seeking the favor of the goddess of fortune, but people do not know that Lord Shri Krishna is the beloved husband of all goddesses of fortune. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said that the Lord, in his transcendental abode, Golok Vrindavan, is accustomed to herding the Surabhi cows and is served there by hundreds of thousands of goddesses of fortune. All these goddesses of fortune are manifestations of his transcendental prajapotency, Radini Shakti, in his internal energy. And when the Lord manifested himself on this earth, he partially displayed the activities of his prajapotency in his Rasalila just to attract the conditioned souls who are all after the phantasmagoria prajapotency in degraded sex enjoyment. The pure devotees of the Lord, like Sukadeva Goswami, who was completely detached from the abominable sex life of the material world, discussed this act of the Lord's pluripotency, certainly not in relation to sex, but to relish a transcendental taste inconceivable to the mundaners who are after sex life. Sex life in the mundane world is the root cause of being conditioned by the shackles of illusion. And certainly, Sukadeva Goswami was never interested in the sex life of the mundane world. Nor does the manifestation of the Lord's pluripotency have any connection with such degraded things. Lord Chaitanya was a strict sannyasi, so much so that he did not allow any woman to come near him, not even to bow down and offer respects. He never even heard the prayers of the Devadasis offered in the temple of Jagannath, because a sannyasi is forbidden to hear songs sung by the fair sex. Yet even in the rigid position of a sannyasi, he recommended the mode of worship preferred by the gopis of Vrindavan as the topmost loving service possible to be rendered to the Lord. And Srimati Radharani is the principal head of all such goddesses of fortune, and therefore she is the Praja counterpart of the Lord and is none different from Krishna. In the Vedic rituals, there are recommendations for performing different types of sacrifice in order to achieve the greatest benefit in life. Such benedictions as the results of performing great sacrifices are, after all, favors given by the goddess of fortune. And the Lord, being the husband or lover of the goddess of fortune, is factually the Lord of all sacrifices also. He is the final enjoyer of all kinds of yajna. Therefore, Yajnapati is another name of Lord Vishnu. It is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita that everything be done for the Yajnapati. Yajnatat kamanaha. For otherwise, one's acts will be the cause of conditioning by the law of material nature. Those who are not freed from all misconceptions, Vyadikam, perform sacrifices to please the minor demigods. But the devotees of the Lord know very well that Lord Sri Krishna is the supreme enjoyer of all performances of sacrifice. Therefore, they perform the Sankirtan Yajna, Shravana Kirtana Vishnu, which is especially recommended in this age of Kali. In Kali Yuga, the performance of other types of sacrifice is not feasible due to insufficient arrangements and inexpert priesthood. We have information from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text number 10 and 11, that Lord Brahma, after giving rebirth to the conditioned souls within the universe, instructed them to perform sacrifices and to lead a prosperous life. With such sacrificial performances, the conditioned souls will never be in difficulty in keeping body and soul together. Ultimately, they can purify their existence. They will find natural promotion into spiritual existence. The real identity of the living being. A conditioned soul should never give up the practice of sacrifice, charity, and austerity in any circumstances. The aim of all such sacrifices is to please the Yajnapati, the personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Lord is also Prajapati. According to the Katha Upanishad, the one Lord is the leader of the innumerable living entities. The living entities are maintained by the Lord, Echo pavna yo vadahati kamam. The Lord is therefore called the Supreme Buddha Brit, the maintainer of all living beings. Living beings are proportionately endowed with intelligence in terms of the previous activities. All living beings are not equally endowed with the same quality of intelligence, because behind such development of intelligence is the control of the Lord, as declared in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text number 15. As Paramatma, Super Soul, the Lord is living in everyone's heart, and from him only does one's power of remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness follow. Mataha smitye jnana apohanancha. One person can sharply remember past activities by the grace of the Lord, while others cannot. One is highly intelligent by the grace of the Lord, and one is a fool by the same control. Therefore, the Lord is Dhyanpati, or the Lord of intelligence. The conditioned soul strive to become lords of the material world. Everyone is trying to lord it over the material nature by applying his highest degree of intelligence. This misuse of intelligence by the conditioned soul is called madness. One's full intelligence should be applied to get free from the material crutches. But the conditioned soul, due to madness only, engages his full energy and intelligence in sense gratification. And to achieve this end of life, he willfully commits all sorts of misdeeds. The result is that instead of attaining an unconditional life of full freedom, the mad conditioned soul is entangled again and again in different types of bondage in material bodies. Everything we see in the material manifestation is but the creation of the Lord. Therefore, he is the real proprietor of everything in the universes. The conditioned soul can endure a fragment of this material creation under the control of the Lord, but not self-sufficiently. That is the instruction in the Upanishad, Ishapanishad. One should be satisfied with things awarded by the Lord of the universe. It is out of madness only that one tries to encroach upon another's share of material possessions. The Lord of the universe, out of his causeless mercy upon the conditioned soul, descends by his own energy, Atma Maya, to re-establish the eternal relation of the conditioned soul with him. He instructs all to surrender unto him instead of falsely claiming to be endured for a certain limit under his control. When he so descends, he proves how much greater is his ability to endure. And he exhibits his power of enjoyment by, for instance, marrying 16,000 wives at once. The conditioned soul is very proud of becoming the husband of even one wife, but the Lord laughs at this. The intelligent man can know who is the real husband. Factually, the Lord is the husband of all the women in his creation. But a conditioned soul under the control of the Lord feels proud to be the husband of one or two wives. All these qualifications, as the different types of pati mentioned in this verse, are meant for Lord Sri Krishna. And Sukadeva Goswami has therefore especially mentioned the pati and gati of the Yadu dynasty. The members of the Yadu dynasty knew that the Lord Sri Krishna is everything, and all of them intended to return to Lord Krishna after he had finished his transcendental pastimes on the earth. The Yadu dynasty was annihilated by the will of the Lord because its members had to return home with the Lord. The annihilation of the Yadu dynasty was a material show created by the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, the Lord and the members of the Yadu dynasty are all eternal associates. The Lord is therefore the guide of all devotees, and as such, Sukadeva Goswami offered him due respects with love-laden feelings. Nice, wonderful purport. Om Agyan Timinandasya Gyananjana Sharakaya Chakshu Uminitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtan Stapidan Yena Buddhade Swayan Lupa Kadamahyan Dadati Swam Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Lupa Padakamanam Shri Lupan Sagrachatan Sagana Laknata Vitam Tam Sajivam Satvetan Savadutam Parijana Sahitan Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Narita Shri Vishakam Itamstya. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Chagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namastude Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwani Vishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vanchakau Patarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadatra, Shri Vasade, Gola Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Apatya, Yagapati, Prajapatya, Diyampatya, Logapati, Dharapati, Prati Gatish, Chandaka, Vishni, Satvatam, Prasidatam me Bhagavan Satam Patihi. May Lord Shri Krishna, who is the worshipable Lord of all devotees, the protector and glory of all the kings like Andaka and Vishnu of the Yadu dynasty, the husband of all the goddesses of fortune, the director of all sacrifice, and therefore the leader of all living entities, controller of all intelligence, the proprietor of all planets, spiritual and material, and the supreme incarnation on the earth, the supreme all in all, be merciful unto me. Srila Prabhupada wrote a very long and wonderful purport to these words. One of the main points caught in your mind is that Srila Prabhupada said that conditioned soul are all after the phantasmagoria pleasure potency in degraded sex enjoyment. And sex life in the mundane world is the root cause of being conditioned by the shackles of illusion. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Kama Esha, Krodha Esha, Rajaguna, Samudava, Mahashano, Mahapapma, Vidyanam, Iha, Vailinam. The Supreme Personality of God has said, it is lust only Arjun, which is born of contact with the material modes of passion and later transformed into wrath, and which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world. So Krishna actually confirmed this in the Bhagavad Gita. There was a hymn. He was asking one of his very intelligent minister. He was asking one question. When will the lusty desire in his heart go away? And the intelligent minister answered that that the lusty desire in your heart will never go away. And the king said, no, no, that's bogus. You know, that's not correct. So, and he said, what is the proof? And the minister said, I will show you the proof tomorrow. Please come along with your beautiful young daughter. I will show you the proof. So the next day, the king came, you know, with his very young, beautiful daughter. So the minister took the king to a room, and in the room they saw an old man lying on a bed, just at the point of dying. So when he came into the room, you know, the old man lying on the bed, instead of, you know, show respect to the king, he lustily looking at the young, beautiful daughter of the king. And then the minister showed the king, look, see, showed the king this. And then the king understand. Actually, you know, the lusty desire will never go away, you know, up to the end of the, you know, of the life of the conditioned soul. Time is short, huh? And actually, okay, so I will just keep it short. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also, you know, said, Devi Hesha Kunamayi Mama Maya Dulachaya Mam Evaye Prabhatyante Maya Evam Tarantite, right? Yeah. That this material energy is actually one of the supreme, is because it's coming from Krishna. So it's very difficult to overcome. But one who surrenders to Krishna, then you can easily, you know, cross over it, you know, overcome it. So in this regard, I remember a story about a thief. You know, a thief, he's walking, passing by a, you know, beautiful garden full of all kinds of fruits. So the thief immediately climbed up the wall and went to the garden and start to, you know, steal all the, you know, nice fruits from the garden. And suddenly, the dog of the owner of the garden came and biting tightly. And the more the thief tried to run away, the tighten, you know, the dog will bite. So he cannot, you know, escape from that condition. And then the thief realized what he was doing is wrong. So he started to, you know, pray to the owner, you know, of the fruit garden. I'm so sorry, you know, I have committed such mistake. You know, please, you know, excuse me. So he surrendered to the owner of the garden. And then, you know, the owner of the garden ordered, you know, his dog, okay, don't bother him anymore. He surrendered. He became a good man now. And immediately, you know, the dog, you know, released him. So similarly, material energy is just like, you know, the watching dog of the Supreme Lord. So if Krishna is pleased with our sincere, you know, endeavor, then Krishna can order, you know, Maya, don't touch us. Srila Prabhupada also said in the purport that everything we see in this material manifestation is but the creation of the Lord. And therefore, He is the real proprietor of everything in the universe. And actually, Krishna also confirmed this in the Bhagavad Gita, saying, Bhoktanam yagyatapasyam sava-loka maheshvanam suhritam sava-bhutanam gyatvamam shanti richati. A person in full of consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pains of material miseries. So this is the peace formula of this material world. So we have to understand that actually Krishna is the supreme lord of all planets and the demigods. And he is the, ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifice and austerities. Yeah, he is actually the only enjoyer. If we can understand this, then there will be peace and harmony, in this world. So I will just stop here. Are there any questions and comments? Yes, please, Maharaj.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for a very nice class and making some very interesting, enlightening points. I would just like to add one to the nice points you have made, and that is when it comes to the subject of lust, actually there are two kinds of lust. There is worldly lust and there is divine lust or spiritual lust. And they are two different. This is explained very clearly in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have, for example, if you have iron, that's one kind of metal. Mm-hmm. And if you have gold, that's another. They're both metals, but they have different characteristics. The gold does not tarnish, but the iron does tarnish. But they're both metal. Similarly, in mundane lust, it is very temporary, for one thing, and for another thing, it does not lead to any ultimate satisfaction. Rather, it leads to a person wanting the same thing again and again, more and more, and becoming addicted or driven or pushed from within, and he is never fully satisfied. He is always hankering and lamenting, hankering to get, and then when he gets and he no longer has, he starts lamenting. So this is the worldly type. But what we are being encouraged to do is to develop transcendental or spiritual lust. Spiritual lust operates in an opposite direction. In mundane lust, we want the pleasure for ourselves, whether it's the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, the genitals, me, 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 I, mine, mine, mine. But in, for example, in the Rasalila dance, when the gopis, they are not desiring pleasure for themselves. They want to give Krishna pleasure. So they're not even aware of their own bodies except insofar as Krishna can get pleasure from them. They make themselves look beautiful, not so they can be honored or glorified or looked up to for their beauty, but that Krishna will... His eyes will become so blessed by looking at their beauty, and therefore Krishna's pleasure will become even more intense, more increased by looking at Krishna, at the gopis. Mm-hmm. So the gopis want to be an instrument of more pleasure for Krishna. That is the very difference. Pleasure for God is the superior or the supreme Lord, or we might say the type of lust in the spiritual world. That lust which will not only be pleasurable at that time for the Lord, but when the Lord feels that pleasure that we have given him, he will reciprocate with us and in turn express his love back to us. And we will feel that, although we're not looking for that, we're not asking for that, we're not demanding that. We're doing selflessly. And when it is done in a selfless fashion, the Lord, of course, is further increased in his pleasure and gives us more and more. So the devotee doesn't have to look for pleasure because it comes in the package of offering everything to Krishna.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. That's a really wonderful point, yeah. Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Okay, we will stop here. Thank you very much. Gantraj Shrima Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitai Gaura Pramanandi Haribo Haribo.